Investment flash.
Inflation hedges at 52-week lows, AI capex sailing past a trillion, and Korean stocks ripping 11.8% in a single session. This tape is wild. Let's dig in, buddy.
It's the New York edition, July 31st. I'm Marie, joined by Tom and Gerald. Gerald, you were all over the Iran risk premium, and Shell's kept climbing, hasn't it?
Fair play, it did. I mean, it's always nice when a buy call works for more than 5 minutes. But today, the radar's lighting up with something else entirely. AI spending hitting a trillion, BP selling off its UK North Sea business, and Japan intervening in the yen all at once.
The AI trade is on fire, Gerald. Korean equities up 11.8% last session. That's not a rally, that's a launch sequence.
Yeah, look, the momentum's ferocious, sure. But spending $1 trillion on AI infrastructure when no one's asking the ROI question, that's the part that makes me nervous.
Hold on. That's exactly my point. The FT's flagging it today. Innovate-heavy portfolios need to brace, and inflation hedgers are under-owned. TIP at a 52-week low, gold down 5% year-to-date. If that doesn't scream cheap, I don't know what does.
But inflation's been a paper tiger for months, Marie. You buy tips now, and you're just fighting the tape. Meanwhile, Nvidia's trading at 15 times forward earnings. 15 times, Gerald. After 1,200% in a year. That's not a bubble. That's a bargain.
All right, but hang on. 1,200% return and a 15p sounds magical until the capex tap slows. The minute AI spending decelerates, that multiple shrinks fast. And Microsoft surged 15% last session, sure, but Alphabet was down 1%. Not all AI spenders are equal.
Right. And that's the dispersion they're not talking about. The trillion-dollar figure is a big, round number. But are these investments actually generating returns? The press isn't asking that yet. It's the biggest gap in the coverage.
Okay, but the mergers and acquisitions pipeline is at a record $2.8 trillion globally. That's a massive fee tailwind for Goldman and Morgan Stanley. Goldman up 4.5% last session, still 11% below its high. That's room to run.
To be fair, Goldman and Morgan Stanley have rallied over 40% from a year ago. Not exactly a hidden gem. But the deal flow is there. No argument.
And it's not just Wall Street banks. The AI arms race is driving Asian mergers and acquisitions too. Samsung's trading unit teaming up with a Japanese firm for a biomass power plant for AI demand. That's the kind of cross-border deal that keeps this going.
Exactly.
100%.
That's the whole story.
And Nvidia's still the pick and shovel play. Every dollar of that capex eventually flows through their GPUs.
Yeah, but Tom, remember when you said semis were cooked in Q2? I mean, you bounce back hard on this, but the capex tsunami can recede. That's the thing.
That was then, buddy. This time, it's different. It's always different until it isn't, right? But the data's on my side today. The Korea ETF up 58% year-to-date.
Tom, that's your I sounded the same about Cisco in 2020 moment. But let's pivot. Japan just intervened to buy yen, and it worked for about 5 minutes before the market faded it. The BOJ held rates, so the carry trade is still alive.
Alive and kicking, mate. The yen was up over 2.5% in the session, but that's already being sold into. Short-term traders should watch this fade. Intervention without conviction is just a speed bump.
And the equities market didn't care. Japanese stocks up 4%, riding the AI wave. So the currency headwind isn't hurting exporters. Yet.
For real? Even a yen intervention can't break the tech rally. That's the strength of this move.
Or the complacency. One of the two.
Look, I'm going to push back on both of you. The FT piece is the most original take today. Inflation hedges are cheap because no one's inflation worried. But the minute a CPI print ticks up, tip and gold rip. It's asymmetric, pure and simple.
Okay, but what about the quake in Japan? Toyota and Honda could get supply chain whacked, and they're already down double digits here to date.
Right, and on the flip side, rare earth-free motors for German cars.
BMW and Volkswagen are down 30% plus year to date, but that innovation is a structural cost cutter, might be a small tailwind.
Sure, but rare earth miners are already 40% below highs and down 14% year to date. That substitution narrative is priced in. The quake disruption for automakers is the near-term risk.
But El Niño, Marie, Thai rice and Indian sugarcane showing stress. Soft commodities could spike. The agriculture basket down 2% last week. Sugar flat year to date. That weather premium hasn't been priced at all.
Oh, so now you're an agricultural commodities guy, Tom. What's next? Dairy futures?
Hey, I diversify. But seriously, it's another cheap hedge against a risk that's already showing early signs.
And that's the point about hedging inflation. Cheap, unloved, and the warning lights are flashing. The whole market is chasing AI and ignoring the risks.
Right, but BP's North Sea sale, that's a value play. They're streamlining, stocks up 25% year to date. Ithaca's the likely buyer, already up 49%. The mergers and acquisitions premium might be baked in, but it shows energy is still being restructured.
And the energy sector overall is up 29% year to date. So even without a headline deal, the trend is your friend. Hold BP, watch Ithaca.
All right, let's synthesize. AI spending tsunami, mergers and acquisitions records, and cheap hedges. Our house view, TIP at a 52-week low is the cleanest asymmetric bet. You get paid to wait, and if inflation even twitches, it skyrockets.
That's it.
Nailed it.
And on the growth side, selling some NVIDIA strength to buy cheap out-of-the-money puts on the NASDAQ 100, that's a smart way to hedge against this tech concentration risk.
Wait, but we haven't asked the most important question. Is that trillion-dollar spend generating actual returns? The press isn't scrutinizing it, but we should. The silence is the biggest gap.
Right. Microsoft's cloud growth suggests yes, but Alphabet's dip says not every AI bet is a winner. That differentiation matters. Maybe we buy NVIDIA and Microsoft, but be selective.
And that's the nuance. AI is real, but it's not a monolith. Same with energy divestiture. BP streamlining is good, but no deal price yet. Don't chase Ithaca at 49% up year to date.
El Niño crops, auto disruptions, these are tail risks that the market isn't pricing. Wheat futures up 23% year to date, but down 2% last week. A weather spike could be coming.
So the playbook, buy cheap hedges, ride AI selectively, and keep some powder dry for the next inflation print. That's the show, folks.
As always, none of this is investment advice. We're just looking at the signals and thinking out loud.
And if you're just finding us, hit follow on Spotify or check investmentflash.com for the full digest with charts and sources.
We're back tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. London time for the weekend edition. See you then.